And there might have been a move there, I think, just about from Smith. I think he was fourth anyway, but I think he's just about fended them off. And then fifth, sixth, seventh all come side by side into the corner. Down the inside goes number four, Jimmy Pazik, with a lovely move down into the inside at Wilson. So that is going to get him up into fifth place. He started the race, or the restart, in eighth place. He's got three back already. So Jimmy Pazik having a terrific run here as they make their way down towards Agostini. Getting a replay on the onboards now of the charge down towards Rich's corner and just how close these cars get wheel to wheel as they go through that 90-degree right-hander. And Jimmy, I think that's his onboard, I think, got through the inside of two of them on the exit to Rich's because they'd had a bit of a wheel-rubbing session going through the first corner just ahead of him. So battle's going on already. Alibi still leading proceedings from Lyle as they make their way onto the Bentley Straight. We've only got 2 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in this race. So they are going to be onto the last lap of the race next time they get over the start-finish line. But it's Akil Alibi that leads the way still in the number 14 Virtuosi car, doing a great job. And as the first African driver in the championship, if he wins a race, he's going to be the first African driver to win in British F4, if he can achieve that. So far this season, his best result has been a fifth place finish, which came in race two at Donington Park. So he's looking for his first podium, but also maybe for his first ever win in car racing in only his third weekend as a car racing, or as a single-seater racing driver. Car racing experience in Ginetta Juniors, but very different types of cars. So here he comes over the line. Minute and 36 seconds left to go. It's going to be the final lap of the race. Noah Lyle knows how to win Formula 4 races, though, and he's not that far behind in the number two car, just half a second. But fastest lap of the race goes to Akil Alibi with a 1:49.686. So he's pushing on hard here, as he needs to do. Final lap of the race, he goes into Wilson hairpin. Alibi leads, Lyle is second. Hoytzenroder is there in third place, and he's looking for his first podium as well. He's had a best result of seventh so far at Donington Park. And then we've got Sonny Smith in fourth, Jimmy Pazik in fifth. Sixth is McIntyre. He's charged up from near the back of the field. Then Neat in seventh, Johnson in eighth. Terrific drive from him as well in the number 23 car. He's the last of the point scorers, and he's got a maximum of 10 bonus points already for the places that he's gained. Lewis Sharp is trying to get back up the order after his visit to the pits from the back of the field in the number 11 car. He's already gained three places on that first restart lap. He's trying to fling it up the inside and get more bonus points now. So really is throwing caution to the wind here, the New Zealander. And what is that, him minus the front wing? One of them is minus the front wing. It's either him or the car of Fairclough that's just in front of him. So they are battling away. That front wing now comes devoid of the car and flies off almost into the path of Jack Sherwood. It's Deegan Fairclough that is missing the front wing, and so he'll have little downforce, and around the outside of him drives then Louis Sharp onto the Bentley Straight to gain one more place and try and get at least a few bonus points out of this race. And we've got less than half a lap to go now for the race leaders. Akil Alibi, Noah Lyle and Patrick Hoytzenroder. Two are looking for their first podiums. One is looking for his first win, and he's almost there. Akil Alibi from South Africa, from Johannesburg, through Coram Curve for the final time for the Virtuosi Racing team. Down into the left-hander at Murray's. He's just got to go up through the gears now. He can see the checkered flag. He can almost taste the non-alcoholic champagne as they come through. He wins the race here. Akil Alibi, victory in the Rocket F4 British Championship here at Snetterton. Second place to Noah Lyle. Third place in a maiden podium for Patrick Hoytzenroder. Fourth Smith, fifth Pazik, sixth McIntyre, seventh Neat, eighth for Johnson, ninth Stilp, and Gowder, 10th place for the driver that will be on pole position for the race later on today. So he's gained his maximum bonus points of 10 places gained or more as well. And then DiPaolo was 11th, Lee 12th, Sharp 13th, Higgins 14th, Sherwood 15th, Darian Arney in 16th, Fairclough 17th, and Hideka crossed the line in 18th position. And then the fastest lap of the race went to Noah Lyle, right on the very last lap of the race, a 1:49.344 second lap, as he was trying his best to chase down Akil Alibi. So he gets the bonus point for the fastest lap. 15 points go to Akil Alibi. Noah Lyle gets 12 plus the one for the fastest lap, 13, and 10 points in third place in the race to Patrick Hoytzenroder. That's your top three overall 14, Alibi, the winner. 2, Lyle in second. 17, Hoitzenroder in third. 4th, number 72, Smith. 5th, number 4, Pazique. 6th, number 5, McIntyre. 7th, number 57, Neat. 8th, number 23, Johnson. 9th, number 7, Stilp. 10th, number 55, Gowder. 11th, number 53, DiPaolo. 12th, number 6, Lee. 13th, number 11, Sharp. 14th, number 18, Higgins. 15th, number 78, Sherwood. 16th, number 8, Darinani. And then 17th, number 87, Fairclough. And 18th, number 28, Dideke, who started the race and was leading the race for the first few laps or so. Non-finishes for number 26, Barashi, or classified as one lap down. Non-finish for 12, Irfan, and 49, Ginchard as well. And as I say, the fastest lap of the race to Noah Lyle, with 149.344 in car two. So we'll have two podiums, one for the overall top three and one for the top three rookies. Top three overall, 14 Alibi, 2 Lyle and 17 Hoitzenroder. And the top three rookies on the podium will be number 23, Gustav Johnson. Well-deserved trophy, that is, because terrific drive yesterday to get himself in the what was a point-scoring position until the race was red flagged for the second time from the back of the field. And from the very back of the field to eighth place, he gets a championship point plus the 10 he scored for overtaking in that race as well, with number 7 Stilp and number 53 DiPaolo also on the podium. So points wise, Louis Sharp 86 points, the championship leader still. Dion Gowder second now on 72, and Will McIntyre just behind third on 71. Noah Lyle fourth, just one behind on 70 points.
You heard the whoop in the background. I'm down in Park Fair, mate, and Akil Alibi has just brought the 14 car up towards the number one board, and delighted to the television camera as he gets out of the car. The Virtuosi Racing team are here with the little blowers that go in the side just to cool things down, and keen to offer their congratulations and keeping it true to the rule book. Pops his steering wheel back on the car. That's an important part of it. Needs to do that. And then goes over to the family that are standing by and waiting, and a big hug and a congratulations. And there we go. I reckon that must be his sister. And as he goes down the line, is a very, very happy first-time winner. He'll be on the top step of the podium in due course. But we are now, of course, live on ITV, which means that, first of all, Louis Goodman will get the chance to have a chat to him. He'll have to go over to be weighed. Can I? Very good. If you're able to allow me to do that, then I can get him just as soon as he's had his way in, which he's doing at the moment. And Akil, can I have a quick word? You'll get a Pirelli podium cap. Absolutely brilliant. Well done. Congratulations. I don't normally ask this question, but what does it feel like to be a first-time winner?
It feels absolutely amazing. I mean, to get my first win in British F4, it hasn't been the greatest of starts to the season, but I'm really grateful to be able to get this my first win in British F4, and hopefully I can carry on the streak and get a bit more throughout the season. I'm absolutely ecstatic.
I know, I knew you would be, and the family are as well. Just tell us who you've got here with you.
Yeah, definitely. I have my father and my cousin back from South Africa. Obviously, coming from South Africa, it's going to be meaning a lot to get a win overseas in the UK in British F4. So I'm really happy to have their support here with me, and all my family back at home and all the fans back at home. So.
Many congratulations. Well done. Enjoy the moment. We'll see you on the podium in just a couple of moments. The ITV team allowed me to just dive in there and get a quick word with him, because first time win in British F4, and not only British F4, but first time winning here with the family. Big moment for him, so that's really good news. I shall leave ITV to do the interviews down in Park Fair. Make my way over to the podium. We've got two podiums coming up. One is for the top three in the Rookie Cup, and one is for the top three overall. That, Chris, is coming up next.
Yeah, always fantastic to hear the just sheer joy of somebody getting their first ever win.
And you could hear it in his voice, couldn't you?
Oh, brilliant, yeah. Well deserved that as well. Had a bit of a rough day yesterday, which is why he was further down the grid than you would normally expect Akil to be. But the bonus of that is that you get this chance in the reverse grid race, and this terrific format that we've got in British F4, where each driver's fastest lap sets the grid for race three. Each driver's second best lap sets the grid for race one. And then a complete role reversal of qualifying positions for race two for the entire grid. So the British F4 podium coming up. Just to announce again, the way you need to go to queue up for the pit lane walkabout and autograph session for the BTCC is the end of the pit lane nearest to the final corner, not the end of the pit lane nearest to turn one. So the end of the pit lane nearest to the final corner. There's some signs there. There's, I'm sure, already a queue forming, and it's along the side there, not along the garages, but along the fence and the fence panels at the side of effectively the part firm, holding area there just after Murray's, sort of facing towards the circuit, if you know what I mean. So you're out of the way of the garages and the access service road there. So that's where the queue will be at the end of the pit lane, nearest to the final corner. That's where you'll be let in when all the drivers are there and ready to go. It'll be a one-way system through the pit lane. You'll go, and once you've had the chance to catch up with all the drivers you want to catch up with, be about half an hour that it goes on for, then you'll be filtered out at the end of the pit lane, which is nearest to the podium and nearest to the first corner. So that's the way it's going to work. And that's coming up at 12:45. So in about 7 minutes' time, 6 or 7 minutes' time, will be the BTCC pit lane walkabout and autograph session. We're in the lunch break now in terms of track activity. So we've got the podium coming up for F4, then the pit lane walkabout and autograph session.